Okay, on to part four, my refuting Jesse Harris sermon where he's lying about me. More lies to come. Up next, minute 5250. Listen to what he says.
Well, tell me this, and maybe he's sorry by now, but... And I'd like to help you, okay, Mr. Pollock? I'm hoping that you'll be looking in the mirror this morning and seeing yourself. He told me, I really wish that we could unite with and support LFCF and those there. But until you and Mark repent, it is a Galatians 2, Peter and Paul situation, a rebuke for the truth's sake.
All right, so let me stop right there. I actually did tell him that. I told Mark that too. And here's the problem. See, if you go and you tell these men, we wish we could unite and we could get to a place where we'd agree, I believe that's what the Bible teaches would be a good thing, they mock you and say, you'll listen to, you'll hear what he says. If I never brought that up, they'd say, look it, he doesn't even want to unite. He's just a divisive man. Oh, I am divisive. Go read Matthew 10. Jesus told me to, he came to separate. Okay, not to bring peace. I'll divide from heretics, false teachers, diatrophies men, contracts, false gospels, dead religion, worldly men. Oh, I'll divide from you guys all day long. The Bible tells me to all over the place. My testing proves it. All right. But listen to what he says when I talked about, hey, I wish I could unite with you guys. Listen to what he says.
Grievances against what we do here and everything that goes on, I have to wonder, what do you want to unite with and support? From what I perceive, you think the whole thing is trash.
All right, let's stop right there. So he says, from what he perceives. He's never even read my testing, by the way. He told me that in text. Mark Bullen refused to look at it, said it's foolishness. Jeff Wallace said the same thing. I think they're reading it, but they won't admit it. So he says he perceives that I think it's all trash. You heard me say they have truth. All right? That's a lie. I didn't say they have all trash. Joel Osteen doesn't have all trash. Satan brings truth often to deceive. Martin Luther didn't have all trash. John Calvin didn't have all trash. The Mennonites don't have all trash. Jesse Hare, yes man, liar. The fact is, it would be wonderful to be able to unite with you, but Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, be united, speaking the same things, be of one mind. We don't have that because you have so much sin and false doctrine. And then Jesse goes on to say this, listen in. So he said, I said I couldn't unite to them till they repent. Repent of what, he says? My testing, my texts, my emails to Mark, all my texts to Micah, Malachi, Nathan, Jeff Wallace, Justin Sholone, the Albert boys, my long conversation in the street with Titus Bullen, Nathan Bullen, two Albert boys, my long conversation with Samuel in the street. My long conversation with Levi when he approached me and was angry at McDonald's one day. See, I've been in Brookfield 5 times, 6 times, told him I'm coming every time I go there to witness and street preach because that's what I do. I travel the country and I street preach, so I make circuits. We go out west, we go out south, we go to the Midwest, we go north, we'll be going east. They all hide like a bunch of cowards, although they did walk up to me. Nathan did. Nathan Bullen walked up to me with 3 other men, but the Word of God schooled him that day. I don't think they'll be walking up to me again because Nathan later lied and said, my testing is just full of lies and he won't give one answer to it. So he won't be walking up to me again. God's Word sliced him, Hebrews 4:12. In a loving way, I hope he repents. Repent of what, Jesse? Go read the testing. It's all over there. How about Mark repenting of calling me all those names? Pervert, idiot. Rubbing my sin in my face from before I was a Christian. How about that, Jesse? You going to say yes to that? How about repenting of Mark's wife rebuking me in Walmart in front of my wife and in front of one of Mark's daughters? and in front of a bunch of customers. You going to say yes to that, Jesse? Yeah. Whole bunch of sin going on. Whole bunch of lies. Let's keep going. All right, up next at about minute 54:10, he talks about the one-man show again. And listen to him lie once again. What are we at? Six, seven lies? I'm not counting. But he's a liar. Listen in.
A one-man show? No. 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 You have that where you are. You have a one-man show right where you are. You don't have to go anywhere for that.
So Jesse calls me a one-man show. Let's get this straight. I don't claim to be a bishop. I don't claim to be an elder. I don't stand up in front of people and teach in a building and have a legacy. I'm not striving to build another new building. I'm not calling myself the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. I don't control everybody with a contract. I don't tell people who can take communion and who can't because I can see their secret sin. Nathan told me, you got to see people's secret sin. That's what the contract was about. Total foolishness. You can hear it on the testing. Absolutely. A lie to say I'm a one-man show. I'm a traveling evangelist. I teach on my website. We preach the biblical gospel. We teach the New Testament model and tell people they can be the body of Christ right where they are at home. Hey, house bodies, just like the New Testament, you don't need buildings and wasting your money. And we expose false man-made religion as we go and travel and preach all over the country. Street preach. Hold gospel signs. Here's a novel idea, Jesse, Mark, and all you coward men at LFCF. When was the last time you went to the religious bodies in your town? I've been there. I've been to the Catholic one. I've been to the Baptist one. I've been to the Methodist one, right in Brookfield. And tell them they're in sin and they're dying and going to hell. Oh, that won't do good for your businesses and your roofing business and your reputation, will it? No, but you're ready to take money and donations from everybody on the internet, aren't you? What a bunch of cowards you are. What men at LFCF are out proclaiming the gospel? Hey, you don't even have the gospel. How can you proclaim it? You have a program. What wickedness to call me a one-man show when Mark Bullen is lording over, calling himself the chairman of the board, wearing a little black suit with a collar, telling people when to stand, when to sit, when to sing, when to pray, telling women they should stay away from their husbands and not be united to them. Wicked, wicked men at Living Faith Christian Fellowship. I'm proving it. We'll go on to more. Okay, up next at about minute 54:27, Jesse says, I only strive to tear down. Well, you know what? Well, let's listen and then I'll comment.
He strives hard to tear down.
You know what's interesting about that? I do strive hard to tear down error, heresy, false man-made religion, dead religion. I hate it all. I love the people. I hate it all. I hate your false ways, Jesse and Mark. But you know what's interesting? Go listen to a sermon in 2020, October, from 2 Timothy 2, and Mark Bullen says in his sermon, we have to tear down falsehoods. But yet when I tear down their falsehoods, Jesse tells me I'm just tearing down. Do you see how partial they are? They love themselves, their people, their preeminence, but they don't love the truth of God, and it's exposing them. And we're going to keep going. All right, so Jesse goes on to say, it's easy to tear down. You could come to his garden and point out various errors and problems with his garden. Well, here's the problem, Jesse. God didn't tell me to come and point out errors in you and your wife's garden. I'd be afraid your wife might rebuke me, by the way, if I came to your house. But anyway, God didn't command me to call out the errors of your garden. God commanded me to judge the body, 1 Corinthians 5. God commanded me to expose sin and error and evil, Ephesians 5. God says, rebuke those in public who sin, 1 Timothy 5. It has nothing to do with your garden. Listen in to what he has to say.
Yeah, here, let me show you a few more. Except, in this situation, I would bother. Because until you demonstrate that you can do better,
Amen.
Unless to point out a few flaws is to help you do better, what's the point?
Yes.
Well, here's the point, Jesse. I'm striving to live a New Testament life. I've repented of all my sin. I'm keeping sound doctrine. And I am doing better than you and Mark. You know why? Because I'm holding fast to the faith once delivered. You're holding fast to a man-made program. You're holding fast to independent Baptist and Mennonite ways. You're holding fast to the things of the world via politics and other ways. You're holding fast to a false gospel. I'm holding fast to Christ and the biblical gospel. I'm leading a spirit-led life. You're leading a dry, dead, ritual, religious life. My website teaches the truth, and I'm willing to correct it. If anyone wants to come, test me, show me my error in the Word of God, I'll correct it. You guys say you want to be corrected, but when someone comes with biblical correction, you lie. You hide in the dark, you ad hominem attack, Mark slanders, rubs your sin in your face. Mark says, I hate you guys. What a liar. Where is the proof of that? Mark says, my life is a shipwreck of hypocrisy. Where is his proof of that? Mark said, my life is full of failure. Well, before Christ, I was a sinful failure. But I've never been in jail. I pay my taxes. I've never been arrested. Mark Bullen likes to ad hominem attack. Again, I must be doing something right because you guys are talking about me and I'm all over the internet exposing you. I must be doing something right. Maybe I can do it better. And you know why? I'm not any smarter than you guys. I'm just clinging to God's word. You're clinging to a dead man-made program. Repent, LFCF. Let's keep going. Next, at about minute 55:08, he talks about tearing down and never building anything. Listen in.
It's easy to tear down, but build something better.
Yes.
You wanna buy a car?
So there you go. So build something better. Again, Mark says he built his body. I have it on the testing. So they believe you can build the body of Christ. You just invite people to church, get them to sign a contract, get them to wear suspenders and a head covering, and you've got people in the body of Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 16, Christ says, I will build my body. And in Acts 2, it says, God added to the body. It's God that builds his body. Apostle Paul did not build those New Testament bodies. He preached the gospel and Christ built his body. Jesse, Mark, and LFCF think they can build their body. And they did. They built a dead man-made program. It's not the body of Christ according to his doctrines, and I'm proving it. So does my testing. Let's keep going. All right, here about minute 55:06, Jesse challenges what I've built.
You want to find fault with your parents? We'll be a better parent.
Right.
And then he'll straighten them out. But to just tear down and never build anything, like, you really don't know what you're talking about yet.
Right.
Actually, I think I have built something, so let me give you my case. Let me boast in Christ. Christ did a work in me via the gospel, and I was born from above. And in unison in a covenant with God, he rebuilt my life, and I now follow him, so I have a biblical life. I have a biblical marriage. I have with a godly wife who's covered, quiet. She would never rebuke a man in the New Testament body, you wicked people teaching your women to do that. We have a godly home. We have a godly ministry. We have a godly website. And the website that we've built with God's truth, God built it. We just take his truth and put it there. The website that we've assembled, it must be doing something, because I'll say it again. You guys are talking about me. In 2020, Mark's talking about me, calling me the Lord or the prophet of tunic salvation. Challenged me where the tunics are. I showed him. He hasn't given an answer. They're all over the Bible. Not skinny pants and suspenders. Dress hypocrites you are. So actually, I have built something with God's word and truth. I haven't done much of anything. I put it on the internet and I've lived it to the glory of God. So you're a liar, Jesse. Once again, more lies from Mr. Hare. Let's keep going. Okay, up next, Jesse talks about how you'll find fault anywhere and not everything's in order at LFCF. Listen in.
On Judgment Day, I hold my yes mark label hasn't slipped down too far in my pocket so you can't read it, so that God can't read it.
Oh, there. First he said his yes card to Mark. He hopes it doesn't slip down in his pocket. See, he's really tying his salvation to saying yes to everything that the bishop says, because they believe you got to obey the bishop, be in a Sunday building, be in a building on Sunday, be in a program, sign a contract to have salvation. This is Jesse's hope, and it's really pathetic. Go listen to Jesse's testimony sometime of why he left the Mennonites and came to LFCF. He never talks about the biblical gospel. It was pretty sad. He talked about finding a place to taught dress and head coverings. Hey, Jesse, why don't you look for a place to teach you how to dress? Don't be a hypocrite. Partiality, God hates it. 1 Timothy 5 teaches that. But let's listen in. He says more.
Because if God on Judgment Day sees me as his yes man at LFCF, I consider that a compliment.
So that shows you how bad he does not, how bad he does not understand the Word of God, if that sounds right. He's okay with being Mark's yes man. This is a man who calls himself the chairman of the board of the body of Christ. This is the man who invented a contract to sign so he can rule over you and lord over you. This is a man that wears a little black suit and a white collar. This is a man that controls who gets the Lord's Supper, judges who's fit and who's not when Paul says, let each man examine himself. This is a man that teaches a false gospel. This is a man who lifts up worldly politics. This is a man who, when asked about truth, slanders and calls names, rubs your past sin before Christ in your face. And Jesse's happy to be his yes man. Jesse's void of the truth of God. I really hope he prays, asks God for more wisdom and truth, and comes to the saving knowledge. Jesse sounds like a dead man walking. Let's keep going. So here he says everything's not in order as it should be, and then I have a question.
Label of being a yes man to what's taking place here. Does that mean everything is noble? Everything is as it ought to be? No. But it means that there's a vision here that is worth saying yes to, and is worth supporting.
All right, so not everything's in order at LFCF, so I have a question. If you know something's not in order, why are they not working to get it in order? Doesn't the Bible tell us to strive for perfection and be blameless, 1 Peter 5? And the other question I have is, if it's just good enough to be striving for something that's aiming for the things of God, why didn't Jesse stay at the Mennonites? Why didn't Mark stay at the Mennonites? Good question, isn't it? I mean, if you're not supposed to leave a body to go do something else, why did they leave to start LFCF? They're not even fully biblical, but it doesn't matter, because as long as you're doing something that's worth doing, it's okay. You guys never should have left the Mennonites, because you're not much different or much better. Let's keep going. We're going to wrap this up pretty soon. Hey, we're going to go on to part 5. Let's go on to part 5 right now. Stay tuned.